Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that. We don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
Well, the point of this, of course, is to get to fair and accurate results.
Well, I think it's because we're pursuing two different theories.
That's not a law enforcement officer. That's a dictator.
There's no indication, really, that any of these lockdowns or any of these mandates have slowed this down.
Do we really want to turn this country into 1980s Germany?
Oh, so many thoughts on those clips we just heard. I think we should flesh those out a little bit more. First of all, I completely agree we should not be in a society where we are just snitching and calling the cops and everybody. Can we lay off the Nazi Germany references, folks? Is that too much to ask? Let's not compare an overzealous government with brown shirts marching people to mass internment and death camps. I think that's fair to say, but the point's not lost on what Kennedy was saying. And even in states around the country like Oregon, they're like, well, you know, you didn't do what you're told. Now we're going to have to call. You're going to have to call the cops. And it's almost like, well, we're the government. We're going to have to spank you now.
Right. Yeah.
Arrogance. By the way, I'm Mike Ferguson. Once again, in for Mark. Hattie.
Hey,
good morning, everybody. How's it
good
going?
Good morning.
Howdy. So definitely we got the situation over here with Satchmo's. I am ready to see if they do reservations for lunch and run over there myself.
Yeah.
I just have a lot of respect for that. You know.
What's going on? They've threatened jail and a $1,000 fine.
That's the worst case scenario. Failure to comply with Sam Page's edict is could be punishable by up to a jail or a year in jail and all these amount of money and fine.
Hmm.
This is where we are now. I think you've got enough people saying that's enough. That's it. You know, I've mentioned before, my daughter works at a restaurant over there on Hanley Road. And she's already had a conversation with the owner of the restaurant. She's worked there for almost entirely through her college years.
Yep.
And he said, if this is allowed to stand, he goes, I don't see how we can make it. And they've been there for years. Yep. This restaurant's been there for years. And they will be one of Sam Page's victims if this is not
It's a shame.
Done. It is. Yeah, it's really, shame. Really tragic on this. And it's completely unnecessary. I mean, I still go out to eat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just go up to St. Charles County.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just go somewhere else. There's a lot of business that's not being done in St. Louis County because of Sam Page's overreach.
Well, and I've been going out to eat, and a lot of the places that I'm going out to eat are taking extra precautions.
Sure.
And it does not feel unsafe or irresponsible.
Yeah. Right.
And I've been to a couple of places in Jefferson County that did feel a little bit irresponsible. So I distanced myself from the crowd at the bar, and it was no big deal.
You mean like you have a vested interest in keeping yourself healthy?
Right.
And you don't
and
need
people.
The government to do that for you?
Isn't
really?
That crazy how that works?
Wild. Rachel and I, my wife and I, we took a weekend off. Just this past weekend, we decided no news, no social media, no politics, just a stack of the books we wanted to get caught up on reading, a little bit of TV, but as long as it wasn't news. And we were in Lake Ozark.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to just get breakfast on Saturday, I think it was. And they were like, what's good? Oh, here's a little pancake shop, just local one. Mm-hmm. And we got the last 2-seat table in the back. Every seat was full. Every single one. And we went in and we sat down. I mean, obviously, I'm not particularly worried about it. Right. I've already had the stupid thing. And I'm looking around, and, you know, the waitresses are wearing their masks, and they are scrubbing everything mm-hmm. down the second somebody left. But the place was packed.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, man, if you are in St. Louis, people would be freaking out. The city folk would be absolutely losing their ever-loving minds because people wanted to have breakfast at a pancake place, sure. locally owned business out there.
Well, and you didn't see any news stories after that that equated like a huge no. uptick in cases from no. that pancake place, did you?
No, not in the least bit. And even locally, about a month and a half ago, Rachel and I were at a wedding reception in St. Charles at that mm-hmm. nice reception hall that you can rent out there on Historic Main Street. I forgot what it's called. And there was like, I don't know, 100, 125 people there. Pretty much everything was normal. There were a few people that had masks on. Nobody yep. added an eye. You know, I got no issue. You want to put a mask on? Fine. That's shouldn't be polarizing. It's just your choice. It's not your choice. The only thing that was really different is the staff. They were putting the food on your plate at the buffet instead of you reaching in mm-hmm. and doing it, which is
fine with
me. Yeah,
I went to a wedding a few months ago, and the same deal.
Other than that, everything was normal.
Mm-hmm.
There was a dance floor. I still have no rhythm. Completely normal. Six or eight of us at each round top table. Everybody went on like normal. And that was over a month ago. Not one single case mm-hmm. has been traced to be involved in that. Nobody there, as far as we know, has gotten sick at all.
Well, and then there was a story, and I can't remember. I think it was on the East Coast somewhere where there was a wedding and everybody got it at the mm-hmm. wedding. But it's like, you don't know what it's right. going to be, and you don't know. It's not because they're at a wedding. It's
right.
not because they're doing X, Y, and Z. And you and I both went to weddings.
Yeah.
Not a single person.
Not one.
Got anything at these weddings. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a crapshoot.
Completely. Completely. But the important thing is, we were really at risk because they had a bar, but in Pennsylvania, they are going to take care of this because they've now issued a new edict that starting at 5 o'clock tomorrow, you can't buy drinks at a restaurant or a bar.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
No booze for you on Thanksgiving Eve.
That seems like a punishment for all of us.
That's right. If there's ever a time right. everybody needs to booze up, it's 2020 at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm worried about these establishments and their liquor sales. I'm also worried about us and our liquor consumption.
Right, exactly. I was talking to one of my coworkers at a different station, and he was going off on the arrogance of government, saying this business is essential and this business is not essential. And how do you do that? He goes, so these small businesses are not essential, but the liquor store is. And I'm like, actually, I'm kind of buying into that last part of that.
Yeah. We need our booze right now, people.
That's right. Let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Right.
That's all I'm saying here. All right. So still ahead here. We've got, we're going to flesh this out. All eyes are on. I understand that everybody's still focused on the White House and the lawsuits. Reality is Joe Biden is going to be the president come January. That's, you know, like it, don't like it, think it was done fairly, unfairly. That's just the reality of it. So all eyes are on Georgia. As I'm sure Mark has mentioned a number of times, Rand Paul had some interesting things to say about that. Also, Andrew Cuomo doesn't quite understand what the word dictator means.
Mm-mm.
It's getting that backwards. So we're going to hear from him as well. And then I want to talk about this. I want to talk about this quote that Kennedy had that we just heard a clip of it there. Conservatives, libertarians, stop with the Nazi references. Just stop. OK. Just like liberals, stop with the fascist references. Okay. If we want to have a conversation, let's do it honestly about that. You can still be wrong, but there's a right way and a wrong way to do that. And I think we're kind of shooting ourselves in the foot on that. All right. I'm Mike Ferguson in for Mark Cox right here on 97.1 FM Talk.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This is the time of year I'd love to just be kind of easing out of all the news and the bickering and all this kind of stuff and into the happier stuff, but we're not there yet.
We're getting close.
Yeah, we're not there in St. Louis. We're not there nationally because we still have, every time there's a new number that comes out on a spreadsheet when it comes to COVID-19 reporting, some politician rushes in and is like, okay, well, we got to do something else. In Pennsylvania, like I mentioned, they've decided that one of the ways to fight coronavirus is to not allow you to buy a whiskey sour at 5 o'clock starting tomorrow until the day after Thanksgiving, I guess. This is a smart virus. It knows if you are at a protest or you're at church. It's going to get you if you're at church. Mm-hmm. It knows if you're buying a boozy drink at the restaurant, but not if you're buying iced tea. That's still okay.
Right. It also knows that kids are safe to go to school before Thanksgiving, but not safe to come back after Thanksgiving.
Precisely. This is one of the smartest viruses I've ever seen in my life. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. And maybe it just goes after, I don't know. But so you've got Rand Paul, and he's being asked about this. And keep in mind, Rand Paul is actually a doctor. Now, he's an eye doctor. He's not a pathologist or an epidemiologist, but he does have medical training. And here are his thoughts on this.
We have now more mandates than we've ever had, including these new ones. And guess what? We have more incidences of COVID positive patients than we've ever had. So there's no indication really that any of these lockdowns or any of these mandates have slowed this down. In fact, I think the Wall Street Journal put it best when they said the virus is insidious. It's largely spreading regardless of human behavior. And really the only thing that's going to slow it down is a vaccine.
And that's, you know, fair. And every time, you know, something happens, it's always, well, we need a new lockdown. We need a new policy. I've got news for people. Sam Page, listen up. There are no politicians. There are no policies that are going to stop a virus. There are policies and politicians who will destroy people's livelihoods, but there are no politicians and there are no policies that are going to stop a virus. And the other thing is, early on in this, you go back to March, you go back to April, I think people were pretty willing to say, okay, give us some ideas and we'll try it. We'll do it. Mm-hmm. There was pushback, you know, when Mike Parsons shut down the state and originally when J.B. Pritzker did it for the first time. But after 7, 8, 9 months, and people are saying we're still being told that the apocalypse is upon us. And with everything we've done, we've stopped going to church because you shut the churches down. We watched our local businesses go out because we were told those were too dangerous. But the big box stores are fine.
Yeah, I think that's it, right? The arbitrary nature of what's okay and what's not.
Right.
With all of a sudden, it's the longer it goes on, the more the puppet master
exactly.
is working.
And people have just, I think, for the most part, said, we're done. Now, mm-hmm. we've also gotten to the point where some people are still so scared they just want government to do something. Do something.
Home.
I agree.
Well, and I don't know where you're at on this, but I am fine with wearing a mask.
Sure.
I am not going to fight the mask thing. I have seen, and obviously memes aren't anything, but that
right.
meme where there's two guys without pants on and the one pees and the other one gets wet. And then the one person puts on pants and you get mm-hmm. a little wet. And
right.
like the analogy there, like, I'm okay with that. If it stops right. a little something, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I mean.
But I'm not okay with not being able to go eat breakfast with my dad.
Precisely. I think that people need to, I think the politicians need to be more honest about these masks. I'm not one. And I think the mask mandates are counterproductive. I think they're dumb. I think, you know, that it's not the role of government to do that. But I'm also not one of those who says a mask doesn't do anything.
Right.
Listen, if a mask is something that you should be wearing because you're more vulnerable, mm-hmm. you've got somebody in your house, do it. Everybody else, leave them alone.
Mm-hmm.
I've had one of the top pathologists in the country tell me personally, Mike, you're fine. You couldn't hurt anybody if you tried, at least for the time being. Next year, yeah, I'll probably be at risk just like everybody else once the next version of this comes around.
And even those numbers are inconsistent.
Yes,
because I've got a friend that works at a nursing home, and they're telling them that the antibody thing works for 90 days. And they're, like,
yeah.
letting people who have had it go back out in the general public, like, on
yeah.
that floor within a week for 90 days. And that, like, it's...
Right. I've been, yeah, because I've been told, I had one doctor tell me, oh, you're probably good for 2 years. I'm like, I don't believe mm-hmm. that for a second. I just don't.
Right.
You know, that would be irresponsible for me to assume that I'm good for 2 years.
Sure.
But
it
most
might be
of,
true. I
yeah,
don't
most
know.
Of, yeah, it could be, but that's, I'm not going to
yeah,
plan
no,
on
I'm
that.
With you.
But like, for instance, you know, a few weeks ago, remember, last time I was in here, I was on crutches because I partially tore my hamstring. That hurt. So
sure.
it was about a month ago. I went in, had to go into a doctor's office. Okay, put the mask on. I mean, it's just not the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference between saying we have to have all these mandates and rules versus
100%.
Maybe the mask is right for you. I had a woman call one of my other shows yesterday who was furious because where she was living, they were going to expand the mask mandate. She's like, I have asthma. My kid has asthma. This irritates my throat. My doctor's mm-hmm. already told me this irritates my bronchial whatever. And she was furious
mm-hmm.
Because it was a one-size-fits-all, and it's not right for her.
Yeah, and I'm with her. I mean, to slap a fine in her hand
right.
or to threaten to lock her up because
right.
of a mask, that's insane.
Yeah, this is really a matter of, I think, politicians are saying, I just got to do something. Dr. Garza cries on TV, and people are like, no, we got to do it. Well, stop crying on TV, okay? Things aren't materially that much different. You know, in St. Charles County, where you can live freely, than it is in St. Louis County, where you're killing people's livelihoods, not to mention what's happening in Illinois.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, there's a lot on the line when they vote for that Georgia special election in early January. The U.S. Senate is on the line. We know that, right? And that's going to be a big deal. But what we've witnessed in the House of Representatives in this election has been completely unexpected. Instead of losing more ground, we added about 10 seats. At my last count, one of them an upset out in Utah. And we have with us this morning Congressman-elect Burgess Owens, who just won the district out there in Utah and from a Democrat veteran. Mr. Owens, welcome in, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mark. Looking forward to talking with you. Just text with my friend Chris, our friend. So looking forward to chatting with you for sure.
Yeah, Chris Arps is a big fan and a good friend of yours. I know he's had you on quite a few times over the last couple of years. Fantastic. Well, first of all, congratulations. What was it like venturing into the swamp as a congressman-elect this week?
You know, it's interesting. I'm one of those guys, Mark, who said for years, literally, I would never, ever be a politician. and I think what we're seeing, because of our president, we've had a lot of people that see themselves as patriots, not politicians, but patriots, that decide, you know, maybe I can make a difference because we now know what American-loving leadership looks like. And I'm excited about it. By the way, right now we're up to 13 flip seats.
Wow.
13 flip seats, which is remarkable. We still have another couple that's very, very close. But let me tell you the way I see this. First of all, I've always had confidence and faith in the American people. And even though we had all these naysayers saying how much we were going to lose, I felt very strongly that the American people waking up. And what we have right now is the closest margin that the Democrats have had in terms of leadership role, a majority, since World War II, which means basically this. They have to, those who want to stay around, those moderates, quote moderates, if there are any in the Democratic Party, have to be very careful. They cannot continue to drift hard left if they want to stay around the next time around. So it gives them accountability, gives them an opportunity to work, again, cross the party line to make sure we're the people being represented. Because when you get the sense of the Democratic Party, when they get an overwhelming majority, they get very arrogant. And that's what you saw happen this last time around.
Yeah,
so I'm excited about it.
And I've wondered about that, Congressman, because the, you know, you see this groundswell of support for Republican candidates across the country, and yet we're supposed to believe that Joe Biden got 6 million more votes than Donald Trump.
Well, let's just use a little common sense. First of all, President Trump got 10 million more votes. He increased his engagement with blacks, Hispanics, gay, any minorities out there. You have, and even in places like New York and California, there was an increase in votes for him. And yet, we're supposed to believe that Biden had more votes this time around than Barack Obama his first time around. So, no, there's something that we have to take a look at, and I'm just thankful. This has been happening for a long, long time. I spent about 23 years in Philadelphia. It was an open secret that those guys in the city of Philadelphia and Pittsburgh cheat. So it's good that American people can now finally have a chance to take a look at this. And if it is happening, let's correct it. We the people deserve to have our voices. And those who come out and spend the time and engage and educate themselves and come out and vote cannot have our votes negated by someone who wants to cheat us. So
yeah.
I'm glad we're having this conversation, Mark, and I think we'll come out of it much better in the process.
Well, Congressman, listen, I appreciate that, and I've appreciated hearing you on with Chris and Tony before on the Weekend Report as well. And here's my question for you. You know, I've talked to Chris about this for a long time as a black conservative, and he talks about how he's alienated so much for having those beliefs. And, you know, I just went on this morning just out of interest and typed in your name in a Google search. One of the first headlines that comes up from Yahoo News after your election, after your successful election to Congress, they referred to you as anti-Colin Kaepernick, former NFL player elected to U.S. Congress. I mean,
yeah.
It continues from the highest levels.
Well, and that's the thing, and that's why I have so much respect and praise for all those out there, all those patriots, no matter, you know, what our background is. We all sacrifice to stand for the right. Sometimes it's our family, sometimes it's friends, sometimes it's job. I'm excited about the fact that we have 18% of black men voted for President Trump. And that says that we have a group of people that are finally getting it. We have the courage to stand up and fight for it. And in terms of the hard left, we should not expect anything like fairness. It's just not the way they roll. They don't do that. So I'm okay with that. I'm just thankful that we had this time around the Hispanic community, the black community. We doubled the black women. They're beginning also to wake up and see the ways of the left. And
yeah.
And at the end of the day, we're tired of misery being used as a political strategy. And we're gonna come out of that and move forward for sure.
Well, talking is not enough. I mean, we've learned that, right? We had Mitt Romney as our presidential candidate. We've had people who've act. You know, we're gonna do the best thing for you. And had he gotten elected, I'm not convinced he would have done anything like what President Trump has done.
Of course he wouldn't.
That's what's changed it, right?
Yeah, that's been the problem, and that's been a frustration for many of us. I've seen this process growing up in a very, very solid, good, Christian-based, entrepreneurial, successful, competitive community in the 60s, which is what the black community was in the early 60s. And we've seen this promise from all these, quote, politicians. And then the first one that comes along and does it right, it's the lowest unemployment in the history of mankind for blacks, Hispanics, Asian women, veterans, teens, and you have a 400% increase of black business ownership in 2 years. And yet they have those same people that supposedly, quote, love about black people, want to make sure black people are doing okay. They sit on their hands. They're upset. They try to impeach the man as he's seeing success for Americans who've never experienced this kind of success we're experiencing. So we've seen the real deal. And that's why black Americans are leaving the plantation, and people like Chris and many others out there, and history will show that we were right. History show that we're on the right side of this country's trajectory forward, and we had the courage to stand up against the leftists that hate everything we stand for, Mark. And that's the key. We have people, we have good people in the Democratic Party, independents and Republicans. We have the same end game, but we also have people who hate our culture. They hate God. They hate the capitalism. They hate the family unit. And you see them in BLM.inc. You see them in Antifa, and you see the leadership of the Democratic Party. And we need to make sure we know who these people are and toss them out on their heads, because at the end of the day, America, we're fighting for the hearts of our nation, and it's a great fight. We need to win this one if we're going to continue to give our kids a great future.
Amen. Congressman Lake Burgess Owens, my guest. Do you know, I'm thrilled that we've flipped 13 seats in the House. I'm praying that we hold on to the United States Senate. If Joe Biden ends up being inaugurated as our president in January, we're going to face an onslaught of pro-abortion, anti-Second Amendment legislation. I mean, he's going to try to reverse every gain this president's had in the past 4 years.
Oh, yeah, we're definitely the fight, and that's why Georgia is so important. And I know that if a fair playing field, we got this. But we have to realize that these guys don't believe in fair playing field. So we have to get everything we can. I'm doing whatever I can. I don't mind being on the ground there in Georgia. These two seats are so key to us protecting the progress we've made the last 4 years and giving our country again another two years. We're going to end up getting the House back,
right,
to continue to fight this socialist and Marxist ideology that's been termites. They've been termites within our society for decades. We finally see what it looks like as a house is beginning to kind of crumble, but we're now understanding who they are and where they are. So we can get in there and eliminate these termites that's been really working on us for a while.
Have you done the math? How many other Super Bowl champs are serving in the House of Representatives right now?
It's a humbling experience. Let me just say this. I remember sitting in the locker room, Super Bowl 15, with the Raiders, getting ready to play the Eagles. And I remember looking around the locker room before going out of the game and saying, you know, seeing these all-stars, guys I had so much respect for, played against. And I could not believe I'm sitting there with these guys in the silver and black, getting ready to go out and play. And I feel the same way about this team. This is a remarkable freshman team. We call ourselves the Force. The Freedom Force, and I really see this team being so unique in the terms of being articulating, being a diversity in terms of background and color, but the same where it makes a difference, and that is we love our country, we love America, and we're willing to stand up for it, and we're going to show that's the difference. We don't look at each other from outside in. We look at each other from inside out, and that inside out says we're going to fight for our nation as a group and make a big difference.
Well, that is outstanding. We're talking to Burgess Owens. He's the congressman-elect in Utah's 4th Congressional District, and, sir, it's been an honor. Thanks for your time today.
Let's do it again, Mark. Look forward to it, my friend.
Absolutely.
All the best.
Yep.
Okay.
Take care. All right.
All right, bye.
Yes,
bye.
Sir. Thank you. Burgess Owens, what a great guy, man. Talk about enthusiasm. You can see why he won that race. He's ready to go. Put me in the game, coach.
Well, the fight over whether or not businesses can stay in business in St. Louis County continues. Satchmo's was delivered a order from the county health department, basically wagging their finger at him, saying, "You're misbehaving.
Mm-hmm. Stop it or else.
Stop it or else." So somebody snitched on Satchmo's, which I really can't say they snitched, because Satchmo's basically went all over social media, said, "Hey, look at us."
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't like it was hard to find out that they were basically flipping the bird to Sam Page.
Well, and some of these businesses have been using it as a promotional tool.
Oh, absolutely.
And I don't blame them.
No, I now want to go to Satchmo's.
Right. It's working.
I mean, I don't know if they're open for lunch or not, but I may go there just because they're pushing back.
Sure.
Just to reward them for that,
yeah,
in my opinion. But he gets a letter the other day And he posted it. The guy who owns Satchmo's, Ben, what was his last name?
Brown,
I think, something like that. He posted a copy of it. So basically, it says the St. Louis County Department of Health or Public Health 2019 novel coronavirus safer at home order, because that sounds better than pseudo house arrest, requires that restaurants must cease all indoor services and are only allowed to provide outdoor service, carry out, and delivery. If you could rewrite that a different way, it's are only allowed to barely hang on to your business for a little bit, then you must die.
While you cut the majority of your staff, because it doesn't take that many people to do carry out.
Right, precisely. Oh, yeah, it takes probably one in most places.
Couple,
at least,
but yeah, you know. But not a full staff.
No,
for sure.
Not in the least bit.
People are losing jobs.
So it goes over all the musts and you have to do this sort of thing. And they say, the letter says, DPH is in receipt of information that your business, Satchmo's Bar and Grill, is operating in violation of the order, capital O, due to failure to close indoor dining. Be advised that you're a naughty boy, all that sort of thing. It says the violation of the order is subject to both civil actions and criminal penalties, even though this isn't a law. It's a conviction. I'm reading from the letter here. A conviction based on a violation of the order, capital O, by an individual constitutes a Class A misdemeanor punishable by a term of imprisonment up to 1 year or a fine of up to $2,000 or both. And then they really mean it because they go bold print. I mean, they're serious.
Oh, yeah, that looks official.
They are serious about this. I mean, that's boldened and everything just in case he couldn't read the first part.
Right.
It's really easy for somebody like me who's behind a microphone on the radio to go, yeah, fight back. Mm-hmm. Don't take that from the man because it's not my business and I'm not the one who could have the cops coming in with the handcuffs.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I really respect these businesses that have said enough's enough. We're in survival mode. If you think you can come get us all, come get us all. Obviously, the first ruling went against the restaurants. I think they're appealing. Again, I was out of the loop over the weekend on purpose to decompress.
I'd be interested to see how far this got pushed. So say the authorities apprehend the owner and they throw him in jail. Like we get it goes this far.
Which is terrible optics for any government, even among liberals, I would think.
Absolutely. And just in general, it's that looks really bad. But OK, this guy's in jail. Now the manager says, you know what? I don't care that guy's in jail. We're staying open. And they open back up.
Yeah.
Do you keep throwing people in jail?
I think if you do it the first time, you just keep doing it. Otherwise, you know.
But then do you have to like re-ticket those people? Or is it just like every day that they're open, somebody else goes to jail?
I think that's what you would have to do.
Huh.
And so if there are enough businesses doing this, I mean, at this point, I don't even think it's about COVID-19 and masks and all. I think what's happened is around the country, and we're talking about St. Louis County here, but around the country, enough government officials are going, whoa, they're pushing back. We need to remind them who's in charge.
Right.
I think it's more about that. And then, of course, people are pushing back saying, this government's gone too far. We need to remind them who's in charge.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where a lot of this conflict is.
And then you see these prisons. I think it was Randolph County, I read last night, has a 40% COVID positive rate. Okay, so you've got the jail, you're testing, you're going to throw people in jail to prevent the spread of COVID into these jails that you're having to release people out of
because of COVID. Right.
Yeah, okay.
So I don't know how long Satchmo's and some of the other restaurants are going to keep holding out.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it's well, and I hope I can literally get time to run down there. And I've never been to Satchmo's before. I've heard good stuff about it, to be fair. I have heard good things about it. I want to do it because I personally say, remember, resisting was a virtue with one side of the political aisle the last 4 years. So is it still a virtue now? I got to tell you, when Sam Page issued the order as far as, you know, basically a stay-at-home order if you happen to live in St. Louis County, everywhere else you're not affected by this. Listen, I'm going to go where I want to go, do what I want to do, when I want to do it, regardless of what Sam Page thinks. I just don't care. Are you changing your plans for the holidays because of any of these orders? We'll talk about that still ahead. I'm Mike Ferguson, in for Mark Cox on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.